The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat.
Well, hello, listening audience. This is the first show called Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name's John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com or 651-214-9463. And here's my partner.
And my name is Eric Wolf. I'm owner-operator, co-owner-operator, Wolf Marine, Stillwater, Minnesota. Long-time resident, you can reach me at area code 651-439-2341 or info at wolfmarine.net.
Anyway, we're just going to start our first show with background information on Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine. I guess I'm going to go first, kind of give you background on where I'm coming from, where I've been, and all that good stuff. I've been in business since 2011 on my own in the brokerage business. And I've been doing it probably, I think, since 2003 part-time, 2007 with another brokerage. And then again, like I said, 2011 on my own. I do have some help, basically, with my family. My wife, Lisa Tetzloff, she is an employee at Lakeview Hospital, and she also works part-time at Boutwell's Landing in Oak Park Heights. My daughter, Carissa, who also helps, she went to Afton Lakeland Elementary, Oakland Junior High, Stillwater High School, and got her master's in education from the U of M. So another great Stillwater story there. My son, Austin, same thing, Afton Lakeland, Oakland Junior High, Stillwater High School. He works in Prescott, Wisconsin. And myself, like I said, I've been doing it since 03 part-time, 07 full-time, and I on my own since the end of 2011. And a little background information on me, basically, for the most part, I was a safety and security director for the Pillsbury Center in Minneapolis. Which was very interesting. Nothing to do with boats, but I kind of considered it a ship. And with all the employees, 6,000 of them and 13,000 that walked through the doors were people I worked for. They were all what I would say I was their employees, just like I relate to it now. Anybody that wants to buy or sell a boat through Tetzloff Yacht Sales, I work for them. My goal is to make them happy and end up with a happy buyer and seller, and hopefully they'll sell tell other people that they had a good experience with us. My entry into boating probably started in the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts when we used to do a lot of canoeing on area lakes and the St. Croix River, and just loved being out on the water. Later in junior high and high school, a couple buddies and myself would go up to the head of the St. Croix, I think it's called Gordon Dam, and we'd canoe down from Gordon Dam down to Taylor's Falls, and luckily we'd find somebody that would portage us around to the other side of the dam, and then we'd go on down to Stillwater. And we just loved that. Obviously, the upper St. Croix is a lot different than the lower St. Croix. There's rapids and clear water, and water so shallow up there sometimes you have to drag your canoe. Boy, we love doing that. But anyway, had a great time. Later on, my wife and I started renting houseboats up north on Cross Lake, and that kind of got a good feel for us as far as getting wanting to get into bigger boating. And then down the road, I think in 95, we bought our first big houseboat. It was a 1972 36-foot Gibson that we thought was the end of the world, and it needed some work, but we were on that boat every weekend, vacations, holidays, trips all over the place for about 6 years, and we just had a ball on that. It didn't have a generator, it didn't have an air conditioner, but it didn't matter. We loved it. and eventually moved up to a bigger houseboat and some cruisers, and with all the goodies on them, to include a generator and air conditioning, because I'll tell you what, those things come in handy. You never think you're going to use them if you don't have them, but when you got them, you use them. They really come in handy. How I got into brokerage, I bought one of my bigger boats through a broker, and you know, I just thought to myself that, boy, this would be a great job, and I think I could probably do a better job at doing it. So I went part-time with the company and did that, just kind of not really excited about getting into it, because, I was at the Pillsbury Center doing my security stuff and safety stuff. Finally thought in 06, you know, I'm going to really give a go at it, and I really, really did a good job. I outsold all the brokers in the company, being part-time, went full-time in 07 and set records for sales there from 07 till when I left in 2011. In fact, I think I outsold all the brokers in the area just by myself through those years, to include my years on my own as Tetzloff Yacht Sales. The funny thing is, when I first started full-time, I think the brokerage, you know, I had about 40 boats listed, and I kind of tried to figure it out with the brokers and the office and myself, how many I'd have to sell and how much money I'm going to make. And I said, boy, 40 boats and, you know, four other brokers, that doesn't break down to too much. So I told the owner of the company that I'm going to have 100 listings by the time spring rolls around. And he just kind of laughed and said, well, I hope you do it. And for sure, I mean, I ended up with 100 listings plus by the time spring arose. And I just started selling and listing boats, and it went great. And here I am on my own, loving it. Part of the thing I like to think that separates me from the other brokers is that, you know, even though after the sale, they've hired a surveyor, we've done sea trials, which is a test drive, and went through all the systems, and everything's fine and dandy, and the boat closes, and a week, two, 3 weeks later, something happens, and I feel bad, even though we did everything to check the boat out. Most of the times, what I do is I'll help them out with repairs on those boats, because I feel bad. I wouldn't want to be in that position, and I know how it goes, and a lot of times these people are just getting into boating for the first time. They don't really have a lot of knowledge, and I'll help them in any way I can to make sure that process is easy. And if, like I said, if there is an issue, I'm going to help them out financially with that, which I've done basically 100% of the time. We sell boats basically, you know, a lot here in Stillwater and on the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, but I have boats listed in the five-state area all around, so Wisconsin, Iowa, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota. And I am the one that will actually get in the car, and if it's in South Dakota, I'll go there and show the boat. If it's in Iowa, I'll go there and show the boat. So I'm there for the entire process, wherever the boat is. Unless I'm doing a co-brokerage and maybe it's out on the coast or it's in a different country, then obviously I'll work with the other broker and let him or her do that work, and my client will fly out there. Or there's been an occasion where they wanted me to fly out there too, and I'll do whatever needs to be done, whatever my clients want me to do, I'll do. So that kind of, to me, will make it worthwhile for someone who wants to buy or sell a boat through Tetzloff Yacht Sales to do so. And, you know, part of the show, I think, is going to be Eric and I talking about stories, and along with, we're going to have good guests in here, like the DNR, the Water Patrol with Washington County. We might have a mechanic. We might have a fiberglass person come in here and talk about that. So anything related to boating, we're gonna cover in our shows here. And we would also like to have, you know, suggestions. And I know I already have on Tetzloff Yacht Sales Facebook page a big spiel about the show and asking people for requests, you know, to or suggestions that they would like to see covered in the show. So feel free to go to, you know, Tetzloff Yacht Sales Facebook page and check that out. And if you have any suggestions, you can do that. So the other thing is, you know, we're going to talk some stories. I mean, Eric has been in the business forever, his whole entire life, and I got into it basically in 95. So he'll have a lot more stories than I, but I'm going to tell one quick one here that I think is my my favorite and probably my best one. And it was back in probably 2008, 2009. And I had a boat down in Hastings by the bridge. It was an old dinner boat. I'm sure a lot of people probably saw it sitting down there. It was always iced in. I finally got the opportunity to list it and sell it. So one day in February and probably 2009, I get a call from a guy named Max Kennedy. He says he wants to look at the boat. So we set up an appointment for the middle of February. He's flying in. I meet him down there. He's already on the ice, walking around the boat. And I said, Max, you might want to get off that ice. It's the Mississippi. You might fall in. So anyway, we get on the boat. We look at it. He says, I'm buying it for the asking price. And so I've got the paperwork in my car. And so we're sitting in my car. It's about 10 below. And he takes off his hat and everything, and he gets this old raggedy checkbook out, and I'm looking at it, and he goes, well, just in case you're wondering if the check's going to be any good, he goes, my dad was Robert Kennedy, and my dad was John Kennedy, the president of the United States of America. And he continued to take off his mask and his all this stuff, and I looked at him, and sure enough, he was a Kennedy. So that's kind of my big story. I sold a boat to a Kennedy. It's kind of funny. He said, just in case if you're wondering that check's any good, my dad was Robert Kennedy. And my uncle was John Kennedy. I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, that's one story. And I'm sure Eric's got a lot better and more when it comes his turn to kind of go over his background and with Wolf Marine. So that's just kind of my background information for Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 575 Main Street North, Stillwater, Minnesota, right in front of the West Marine Store. Again, if you want to check on any boats that we have for sale, you can check them out at TetzloffYachtSales.com or give me a call at 651-214-9463. Thank you. Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Everything might be frozen right now, but if you are already thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. I will be at the Tetzloff Yacht Sales booth, number 78, at Minneapolis Boat Show, January 19th through the 22nd. This is a great, no-pressure way to talk about getting you on the water, whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. Come see the selection at booth 78 at the Minneapolis Boat Show. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come see me at booth 78 and visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out on the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet. So we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me at the Minneapolis Boat Show. I'll be at the Wolf Marine booth number 1425. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Please come and see me at the Wolf Marine booth at the Minneapolis Boat Show. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Eric Wolf. I'm with Wolf Marine, Stillwater, Minnesota here. We are a third-generation owned and operated marina. What I'm going to talk a little bit about is my family history. I have to thank my family for nearly everything I have. And I guess it starts with my grandparents. The family history on my grandparents, my grandfather's name was Walt. My grandmother was Helen. He originally started out in Bayport. He had a fuel bulk plant, and it was located approximately where Anderson Windows sits now. They delivered fuel oil to the houses and businesses. They also delivered gasoline to different places. And talking with my dad, he had given me a couple of heads up on some of the things that he and places he delivered fuel to, which were fairly interesting to me. He delivered fuel to a place in between Lakeland and Afton area, and what they did is they delivered it to airplanes that towed gliders into the air that were used to train the military for World War II. I just thought that was kind of neat. They also delivered fuel to Northport Airport, which was located in between Stillwater and White Bear off of Highway 96. It's an old airport. I can remember when I was a child going by there thinking it's pretty neat with all the old airplanes that were there. From there, Grandpa Walt started a filling station, which would be located on 4th Street and Highway 12. I guess the closest location I can tell you where it would have been is where Walgreens sits as of right now. We think this was actually when it started in the early 40s. That business grew to where he started to sell Packards and Studebaker cars. Kind of neat. And as a side note here, if anyone has one of the old Studebakers or Packard cars that was purchased from my grandfather, I would sure like to know about it. I'd like to take pictures and know a little bit of history about it. I think that'd be really neat. From the car sales, he added boats and outboard motors. He sold Mercury outboard motors, Thompson boats, Cruisers Inks, and also Lone Star aluminum boats. And then somewhere around 1953, the filling station slash car dealer slash boat and motor dealership was closed, and the land was bought so they could put the new road in. That road is now known as Highway 36. And that was about the time that Grandma and Grandpa bought some swamp land north of Stillwater, and it wasn't just a straight-out purchase. There was several pieces of land in that area that were kind of broke up with different owners. So they actually did some trading, one parcel for another, and before you know it, they had enough land there to start what today would be where the marina sits. When he started, it was all basically just swampland. There's very little water in front of the place, and at the time, I don't even think he was thinking of turning it into anything other than a family retreat of some kind, for recreation and camping and that type of thing. Then, for some unknown reason, he started to dredge and fill in areas to create a spot to put a building. He spent countless hours in an old unit drag line dredge and eventually came to realize that it was a lot more work, I think, than what he had anticipated. And from there, he hired a professional dredger to come in to help. Then in 1956, my dad, Lynn is his name, but everyone knows him as Red, started to help out his father with dredging and building a docks and so on and so forth. And then in 1957, they established the marina itself. So yes, it's been 60 years this year. So we are celebrating our 60th anniversary. I think that's amazing to me. And originally in 1957, most of the clientele that we had were local fishermen, and they just wanted a place to keep their boats. And it wasn't long after that, in 1957, that it kind of morphed and turned into a recreational boating facility. That was about the time that recreational boating really took off. Grandma was probably the real business person behind the business, and even today I hear some of the old people that I talk to tell me that she was really the person responsible for the success of the business. Grandpa and Dad were responsible for the physical end of it, building and dredging, that type of thing, and Grandma was responsible for doing the actual business end of it. She did a great job. Dad and Grandpa continued working on the dredging project, and they went on until they had the filled in enough area for where the building would sit right now. They continued. Once they had the building up, they continued to sell boats. They stuck with the Cruisers, Inc. They also sold the Mercury outboard motors and stuck with the Lone Star boats. Grandpa passed away in 1972. He was at the young age of 63. And at that time, he handed the business down to over to my dad. My dad kept the business going, grew it to 250-plus slips. And by that time, most of our clientele were regular recreational boaters. My dad continued to successfully run the business, I guess, until 2003. And that's when he retired and sold the business to myself and two of my brothers. That would be Martin and Ken. The three of us ran the business for about four more years, and at that time, Martin decided he wanted to sell his shares of the business and live out his dream of moving to Montana. So at that time, Ken and I bought his shares of the company, and we are continually running the successful marina business as of yet today. That's all I have.
You know, I think that's pretty good information. I didn't know a lot of that information myself. God, you guys go way back. You guys are kind of like the big-time Stillwaterites around here. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm the young guy here going only back to 2011 with my own business. But, no, I feel pretty proud and happy to be associated with you guys on the show and everything. I think we're going to have great information, great clients, or not, I shouldn't say clients, but sponsors and talkers and all that kind of stuff. I'm very excited about the future of the show. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It'll be interesting to get some guest speakers in here and talk with them and see what they have to say, and hopefully we can come up with some good answers and questions and go from there.
You probably don't remember it, but when I bought my 44 Gibson, it was a 1989, it was at your marina, and I think I bought it in 1999, and I believe the former owner was a Routson, the owner of Routson dealership here in Stillwater. Do you remember that boat at all?
I don't remember the boat. I do remember the Routsons, though. Yes.
Yeah, I was out on the end out there, and I went from that single-engine 7236 Gibson with the single Chrysler with 1,700 hours on it and soft decks and all that stuff to this twin-engine, huge 44-foot Gibson with the twins, and I thought I could never park it, but I'll tell you what, like they say, the twins are easier than the singles.
Oh, yeah, and it seems like we never forget about our first boat, and I can tell you a little story about my first boat. I probably was about 14 years old when I bought an old houseboat that sat in the back of the lot at the marina there. It was an old steel-hulled houseboat, and I'll never forget also the first time I ever drove our boat hoist, our boat lift. My dad made me back it over my own boat. So he said if I was going to screw something up, it was going to be my own boat that I wrecked. But that was kind of fun. And that boat I kept for years. Of course, it was a project in the making. And it probably only took me about 25 years to finish the boat. But it finally, with a lot of help from my friends and a couple of contractors, we finally got the boat in the water. Used it for many years. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Sold it and moved on to other boats.
Yeah, no, that's great. I know where you're coming from. You remember that first boat and everything you did on it. I mean, our kids grew up on that boat, and they were 2 years old, and my son was 3 weeks old when we brought him on the boat. Safety was our main concern because we had nightmares thinking about whatever, but no, safety was our main concern. Like I said, they grew up on the river. They know nothing but the river, and I know my daughter now just graduated college. She's teaching, and she's already talking about getting a boat later on here when she's settled a little bit more, and my son is thinking the same thing. So the boating is going to be in the Tetzlaff family for a long time, and hopefully it continues. I'm really looking forward to the show. I'm looking forward to the 2017 season. I know you and I both have a booth out at the boat show coming up here, and I know I'm in booth 78, and I forgot you're in what, 14-something?
Good question. I should know, but I don't know right offhand. I will find out. Yeah, I don't know right offhand. I should have wrote that down, but I didn't. And obviously, we've been in the same booth now for a few years, so I should know, but I don't. And I apologize to you guys.
Well, you know, that happens, and hopefully people haven't noticed how smooth we are.
Yeah.
This is the first show we've ever done on the radio, and we've done commercials here on KLBB, and they want to go over good. But it's a little nervous time doing this kind of stuff, but I think it'll work out all right.
I can run a marina. I'm not so good behind the mic, but I think we'll learn and kind of flourish as we go here.
Yeah, and like we said, I mean, we love to have suggestions on topics that we can cover at the show. And again, I know Eric will have it on their Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page, Tetzloff Yacht Sales Facebook, and you can go on there. And definitely, if you have some ideas you want, you think would be a good for us to cover, put them on there and let us know, and we'll definitely look at them because we're open to everything right now. We're also maybe looking for some sponsors that want to sponsor the show, and we can talk about that privately with anybody that's interested in that. But again, they can contact Eric or I, and we can definitely talk to you on that.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And back to your family boating. That's one thing we really want to push hard on is what a great opportunity, especially if you live locally here. If you haven't been out on the river, you're really missing out. We got a lot of people that will travel 4 hours to their cabin or whatever to do basically the same thing they could do within 20 minutes. Especially if you have a boat in a slip. You're able to get in your vehicle from your house, drive to the marina within 20 minutes of most anybody in the listening area here could be boating. And I think it's a lost or a missed opportunity for many people that have boats not to be in a marina.
I can relate to that. Like I said, before I was into brokering, that was our family thing. We didn't go. Our vacations were spent on the river. Our weekends were spent on the river. When we got home on a Sunday night, that Monday morning, we thought about Friday, getting back down to that boat and pulling out and going to a beach somewhere or anchoring out or, worst case scenario, maybe, which is not even bad, we'd sit on the boat for a night in the slip and enjoy the marina life because, you know what, that's a heck of a lot of fun too because, there's people that do everything. They go out, they stay, they'll do part of each, whatever. But the boating lifestyle is a fantastic lifestyle and it makes memories. That's the best thing it does. It makes memories. It gets people involved with the water and working on boats and meeting other great boaters. It's a great opportunity to have a good time and make memories.
You brought up a good point too that I like to touch on quite often is cabins. People have cabins. Some of the larger boats that we have rarely leave the slip. They use their boats as a cabin, and I always tell people you cannot get any closer waterfront property than your houseboat or cruiser or whatever you want to have there. And we have many clients that rarely leave their slip. They just enjoy it so much, just sitting on their boat, using it as a cabin.
Yeah, I see that a lot too. And, whatever anybody wants to do, it's all fun because I've done it all as a boater, and I'm sure you have too. It's just a good time. I remember, boy, we'd go down to a beach maybe in Hudson somewhere and it'd be late fall and we'd wake up and we'd make some coffee and make some breakfast, some eggs, hash browns, some sausage, and I'd open up that back curtain and I'd see all the fisher people out there, which is, we fish, and they're out there, but they're shivering and they're doing that thing and I'm drinking my coffee and maybe I'll throw a line out from the back of the boat and close the door and hey, if I get one, I'll get one. But no, it's, you're on the water, you just can't beat it. It's fantastic.
And the other misconception that a lot of people have on boating on the St. Croix is that you have to have a big boat. No, you don't. You don't have to have a big boat. We have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. So, if you have that fishing boat, you have that pontoon boat, hey, give us a call. We'll try to get you in, get you into a slip. I think give us a call and see what we can do for you.
And if you need that boat to fit into that slip, we sell them all from that range, from 15 feet. The biggest I've sold is 90 feet and everything in between. So if you want to put a boat in one of their slips, definitely give Tetzloff Yacht Sales a call at 651-214-9463 and TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Yeah, or give us a call at Wolf Marine at 651-439-2341 or send us an email at info@wolfmarine.net.